Number 4, Plaza do Obradoiro. We have now almost walked one complete lap around the cathedral and are now located in the Plaza do Obradoiro. We are on the west side and in front of the main entrance to the cathedral. This view is also what the city of Santiago de Compostela is most known for. The name Obradoiro, meaning a place where work is done, comes from the number of small workshops that were located here during the construction of the cathedral. In this square, they stored and worked the materials before it was put in place in the cathedral. Let us move to the center of the square and take a look around. This square houses, in addition to the cathedral, three amazing buildings. If you face the cathedral, behind you is the Palacio de Rajoy, a splendid construction in the neoclassical style. Saint James is also represented here. It's him you see on the horse on the roof. Today this building houses the Town Hall of Santiago, and it is also the home of the presidency of the Xunta de Galicia, or the Galician government. To the right, when facing the cathedral, you will see the Colegio de San Jerome, the head office of the University of Santiago de Compostela. And lastly, facing the cathedral to your left, you will see a building in the Renaissance style, the Hostal Reyes Católicos, which is today a 5-star hotel. This building was originally created as a refuge for pilgrims towards the end of the 15th century. Let us return to the cathedral. The right part of the cathedral, with an elegant hallway, is the cloister. It is an oriental facade similar to what we already saw on our first stop in the Plaza de Platerías. Over the cloister, there is another tower, inspired by the earlier tower we saw in Platerías. This part of the cathedral also houses the Cathedral Museum. To your left, over the way we used to enter onto the square, we find Palacio de Gilmeres, originally from the 12th century. This is the starting point for the walking tours that are offered on the roof of the cathedral. Let us now focus on the main facade, which by the way also hides another treasure, the Pórtico da Gloria. But we will expand more on that later. The facade was created in the 18th century with a Baroque style by the architect Fernando Casas and the artist Lucas Ferro Caveiro. This facade perfectly combines the stones used in the structure and the stained glass in the windows. The two towers complete the facade. The bell tower to the right and the Caraca Tower to the left. These two towers were raised on the top of the old Romanesque base and they produce a marked upward effect due to their 74 meter of height. All the way at the top of the central part of the facade we find Saint James the Pilgrim. Right below we see the miraculous discovery of his remains, the chest and the star, and his disciples Athanasius and Theodorus on his sides, both dressed as pilgrims. To see the other figures, we might have to get a bit closer to the cathedral. At the base of the tower, we can see replicas of Saint James's parents, Zebedee to the left, and Maria Salome to the right. Further down, over the balustrade, you will see the figures of Saint Susanna and St. John to the left, and of St. James the Younger and St. Barbara to the right. Now let us walk up the stairs to the main entrance doors of the cathedral and take a look at the extraordinary secret that is guarded there, the Portico da Gloria. Before you enter the cathedral, remember to turn around at the top of the stairs to get a view of Plaza do Obradoiro. Another reminder, before you enter the main doors, please remember that this is a holy place and no flash photography is allowed. Press pause on your player now, and once you have stepped inside the cathedral door, press play again.